Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Catherine Caputo is here too, ladies and gentlemen. She's been an instructor. She's been a professor. She's been an executive on Wall Street. She's been a marketing branding expert on Madison Avenue. She is now, she's now running her own shop. She's the author of a number of books on branding, breakthrough branding, and you are. And a new one coming out soon that we're going to talk about. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Great to be here.
Good to have you back. More than 8 years as a member of our Brain Trust, we appreciate that very much, Catherine. So you say, and I want to make sure the record shows that you. that women have some catching up to do when it comes to branding. Explain yourself, Lucy.
Well, you know, it's a dangerous thing to say, but it's... women tend to be too modest, and, you know, research studies show that women are not as good as men when it comes to self-promotion. Promoting themselves on the job, and it's a big problem. You know, we're 51% of the workforce, yet if you look, for the higher levels beyond the mid-level, you see, you know, the number percentage for the higher levels beyond the mid-level, you see, you know, the number percentage of women are in the teens, and at the very highest level, it's like under 5%. And even entrepreneurs, you know, women are the fastest growing category. They have more small businesses, but they tend to be really small businesses. They're not bigger businesses. So, you know, a reason I wrote Women Who Brand is not bigger businesses. I think we've got some catching up to do, and I think it's about time we change that. We
it's
need
on,
to brand
it's,
ourselves.
It's on many levels, an environmental thing.
Right.
But I don't think most of it's environmental because I have a little experiment in my family where my grand grandsons were probably 8 and 5, the two of them, and probably you know, 8 and 5, the two of them, and we're at Thanksgiving dinner, and they're like all over the place, right? And we're at Thanksgiving dinner, and they're like all over the place, right?
Right.
And then I go to visit some in-laws, and there's two little nieces there, essentially the same age, and they're sitting there at their chair with their little hands in their little laps, waiting on dinner to be served, and
right.
it's just completely different to be served. And
right.
it's just completely different. Men and boys and girls are different. And you're right. If it's a lot of it is self-confidence, I think. What do you think?
I think a lot of it's self-confidence, and that's another
self-confidence. I think. What do you think?
I think a lot of it's self-confidence, and that's another area that men tend to be more self-confident, and area that men tend to be more self-confident. And, you know, I see this even with my son. You know, I think,
yeah.
you know, he's born with the confidence. You know, I see this even with my son. You know, I
yeah.
think, you know, he's born with the confidence gene. And, you know, girls that are his same age, he's a teenager now, Gene. And, you know, girls that are his same age, he's a teenager now, you know, they're very self-critical. And if they get like a
right.
95, you know, they're very self-critical. And if they get like a
right.
95 on a test, they go, oh, I only got a
my
95.
God, yeah.
My son gets on a test, they go, oh, I only got a
my
95.
God, yeah.
My son gets 70 and says, I passed. You
well,
know?
Exactly,
so,
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I walk up.
70 and says, I passed. You
well,
know?
Exactly,
so,
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I walk up, you know, a lady walks up and says to herself, doesn't say this out loud, but her behavior says, hi, I'm Joan, I hope you like me.
Right.
And I walk, hi, I'm Joan, I hope you like me.
Right.
And I walk up and say, hi, I'm Jim, how do you like me so far?
Right, exactly.
You know, and up and say, hi, I'm Jim, how do you like me so far?
Right, exactly.
You know, and this it's a difference, and so but women worry about pulling the, this it's a difference, and so but women worry about pulling that off, worrying about
right.
pulling the hi I'm Joan how you like me so far that off, worrying about
right.
pulling the hi I'm Joan how you like me so far. They worry about that because they think they either don't know how to pull it off. Where it doesn't seem, you know, too aggressive for a lady, or doesn't seem, you know, too aggressive for a lady, or they can't pull it off. What do you think?
Well, you know, I think it is harder for women. You know?
Or they can't pull it off. What do you think?
Well, you know, I think it is harder for women, you know, in the business world or in professionally, because if women are assertive, you know, in the business world or in professionally, because if women are assertive the way men are assertive in the business world, then we're labeled with the B word, or the way men are assertive in the business world, then we're labeled with the B word or something like that. So it's
attractive when men do it, isn't it?
Exactly. I mean, a lot of studies show that, you know, he's a leader. And
sort of, isn't it?
Exactly. I mean, a lot of studies show that, you know, he's a leader. And the same behavior in a woman, you know, they've done studies showing a video of a man saying something in an assertive way. A leader, you know, of a man saying something in an assertive way. A leader, when they see the same video with it, it's a woman. Oh, she's too aggressive.
Can we connect this to leaning in, meaning if it's true that women are not as good at mentoring as men?
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible that good at mentoring that as men?
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible that when a man is seen being a leader, people imagine being mentored by him
right.
and a leader. People imagine being mentored by him
Right.
And when the woman does that, when people don't imagine that because they haven't been, and when the woman does that, when people don't imagine that because they haven't been mentors. If Sheryl Sandberg is right.
Yeah, I think there's truth to that, and I think that's why we need to see. But not enough. More women in leadership roles. More women, so that it's we see it as something that women are strong at as well. And I think, you know, that's going to change. When I was a kid, there were very few women doctors.
Yeah.
You said the word doctor, you just thought of a man.
Of course, yeah.
That's not really true anymore.
Recently, I was at a gathering, and there were a lot of women, you know, very much like you, Catherine, you know, women who'd made it on their own and were successful, and who'd worked in corporate America on their own and were successful, and who'd worked in corporate America, et cetera. There were three or four or five ladies there, and we started talking about the leaning in thing and the self confidence thing, and the polling around the table was not good for women leaders.
No, it's an issue. I mean, I think Lean In sort of brought a lot of attention. It was a bestseller. And I think a lot of people bought the book and read the book. And I think it brought, you know, and it had a lot of research in the book showing, you know, women do great at school, for example. You know, we outperform boys in terms of graduation rates in college, at the postgraduate level. But that's follow the rules good. Exactly.
Boys are more likely not to follow the rules, but maybe not to make the grades.
Exactly. And that's the problem because in the business world, it's really focused on accomplishment, self-promotion, networking, and men are better at all of these things.
When I trained salespeople, my biggest problem was getting men to do the paperwork, but I never had any problem getting them to close.
Right, right.
When I trained ladies, they always got their paperwork done, and nobody in the world was better at them than customer service. But I always had to push them a little bit to close.
Right, right. Well, this is a problem, and I've always wondered too. Right, right. Well, this is a problem, and I've always wondered too why, you know, when I worked on Wall Street, why there weren't more women
right.
on the, why, you know, when I worked on Wall Street, why there weren't more women
right.
on the sales side of the business.
What should we do?
Because women are sales side of the business. What should we do? Because women are so good at communication and relationship building. But this is the problem. They feel it's too pushy or not nice to you know, clothes.
I've only got a few seconds. Can this be turned around?
Absolutely. I'm going to talk about a Harvard study.
Catherine's going to explain the Harvard study that has come out to talk about how to fix this. And ladies, it's your that has come out to talk about how to fix this. And ladies, it's your life. It's your career. It's your business. Your life. It's your career. It's your business. Go for it. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We're right back. Go for it. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We're right back with Catherine Caputa.
Couldn't get away too soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent to copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.